This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The legendary, a Hall of Famer, former Cleveland Brown, Super Bowl champion with the Miami Dolphins, not going to leave out All-American with Ohio State, Paul Warfield is here at camp. Paul, it is great to see you. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing well. Thank you for allowing me to be on your show this morning, and I'm out here this morning with my grandson, who is interested in sports photography, and so we're taking some pictures, and he's job shadowing the Browns sports photographer Matt Starkey, and gaining invaluable experience.
That is excellent, and of course he's got plenty of guys out there now for the Browns to get some good shots of. Let's start with the biggest acquisition we think here in the offseason, in a position that you know all too well at wide receiver. Odell Beckham Jr. Comes here, and I guess before we get into all of the other stuff that came with it, let's just talk about him, the wide receiver, and route running, big playability. What do you see from Odell Beckham Jr. and from what you've seen from Baker? I'm not sure how much you've watched him. How special could this connection be?
Well, I watch as much of Browns football as I possibly can each season, although now living in California, that does not permit me to see them for a full season. However, I'm very impressed with what Mr. Dorsey, your dear general manager, has done in terms of acquisitions coming to this organization. And certainly he has brought in a wealth of talent through the draft as one area that you look to satisfy needs. But additionally, with his trades, such as Odell Beckham Jr. coming into organization, these are players, and particularly the veteran players that he's brought in, who have proven what their capabilities are in this league. And so with the acquisitions and the draft, what they've done to rebuild this organization, there is great, great reason for optimism this year. No question about that.
Hall of Famer Paul Warfield is our guest on Baskin and Phelps. He joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. What could you have done and more? I mean, we're talking 20 yards a catch you averaged when you played. Today's NFL, come on. I mean, and I don't want you to be modest here. I mean, 25, 28. Well, I mean, joking a little bit here, but when you look at the rules today in the NFL, you guys could have made hay with these rules, right?
Well, the rules are a little more liberal with regard to the passing game.
Right.
If you look at offensive line play, during my era, offensive linemen had to hold their arms in underneath their body. Now they're allowed to extend them, offensive linemen, which certainly helps them in pass protection. You know, there are other things as far as receivers are concerned, rule changes that are, I think, more beneficial to the passing game. But nevertheless, I played in an era, and I understood, and I certainly respected that, and played the first 2 years with the legendary Jim Brown in the backfield. And I believe, as Blanton Collier, the coach that I played for with the Browns, indicated, that you try to achieve, or teams should try to achieve, a balance in running and passing, although running would dominate a little bit more. And so, obviously, if you're going to have a Jim Brown, you're going to run the football.
Yes.
Later, I played with Leroy Kelly, who's also a Hall of Famer. You're going to run the football. But Jim was so dominant that our running, while we tried to keep it at a balance, an offense of run to pass at 60 to 40%, sometimes we would get beyond that 60% with Jim Brown. And what really helped me initially in those first 2 years, teams were not trying to stop me. They were trying to stop Jim Brown. So I had freedom to do whatever I wanted to do. But I came through an organization, even though we had great, great runners, and over the history, there's been great runners. The Cleveland Browns organization, from a philosophy of passing, was far in advance of anyone else in the National Football League. And just a quick point or note of interest, I was drafted as a cornerback from Ohio State.
What do those guys know? What, are you kidding me?
And I went to an early minicamp. And the Browns coaching staff, Blanton Collier and his assistants, and they knew that I played a little bit of what was called split end at Ohio, but a very little bit.
You weren't All-American.
Well.
They didn't have film back then.
But it's prehistoric times.
That's true. That's true. You're right.
But nevertheless, the one-day minicamp, they worked me at both positions and made a decision at that point that I would play wide receiver. Now, the great thing about that, they asked one of the Browns, just retired great receivers by the name, the late Ray Renfro, to be my special tutor. And for 4 weeks after that, he walked, talked, did everything with me, got me ready to play as a starter my first year. I never varied from what he taught me, with the exception of some things that I added through experience and learning on my own. So, but the Browns' offensive passing philosophy and their route execution was far in advance of anyone else, although we had great, great, great runners.
The great Paul Warfield is our guest. I'm glad you brought up balance, because Freddie Kitchens has been downright adamant when asked about, you know, especially in this stage of the NFL, but, you know, Baker Mayfield and Odell and Jarvis Landry and all these weapons. And he says, hey, guys, we're going to run the football. We're going to be physical and we're going to run the football. That element should never, and I don't think will ever, change. I don't care how much the rules change. You still, as you kind of hinted toward earlier, you've got to be able to run the football. And I like that Freddie is, and I'm sure you like that Freddie is making that a very much a point of emphasis.
Both the running and passing game will balance out. And when you have players like Landry at wide receiver and Odell Beckham Jr., who are big play performers, and then you have Chubb running out of the backfield, and, of course, you have an outstanding young passer in Baker Mayfield, if you can keep it at that 60-40 balance or somewhere in that neighborhood, the defense and opposition – doesn't know what you're going to do, and you can hit them with big plays at any time during the course of the ballgame. But if you're only doing one thing, throwing the ball 70-80% of the time, running it 90% of the time, and finally they figure that out and they look at their computer readouts and data and so forth, and they say, they're not doing these things. And so when we see certain sets, when we see certain formations and so forth, we're going to play the run or we're going to play the pass. But if you're closely balanced like that and have the kind of outstanding performance that you now have on this ball club, you can hit them for good plays, but big plays, because they're not looking for something specific to happen.
Paul, there's a lot of noise, outside noise, and really it's okay to say here as well, expectations, fans, they've been starved for good football, which they really haven't had for about two decades. What would be your advice, and I'm sure maybe you've had a chance to talk to Freddie or something, but what would be your advice to this team with all of the outside noise going on? I mean, you played, obviously, on one of the, if not the best football team ever, the 72 Dolphins. When that noise starts to build, as it has here, what's the best words of advice you can give Freddie and the team?
Well, focus and concentration, and I'm sure that is what Mr. Kitchens is telling certainly these young men that he has and he's working with. Stay focused, stay concentrated on what your job is. Do not allow distractions to come in. That was the theme of the 1972 season for the Miami Dolphins. Our objective was not to go undefeated. Our objective was to be the very best team that we could to lead us back to the Super Bowl, because we were humiliated the year before against a very good Dallas Cowboy team. People were saying, not necessarily in Miami, but around in pro football, they're just another old AFL team. We took that as a challenge to make sure that we got back to the Super Bowl in that one game to prove that we were the very best team in pro football. And along the way, we were so focused that a wonderful thing happened. We won all of our games. Once we got to the playoffs, it's a single elimination tournament. You can't lose. So we got to that point where we wanted to do. And when we got to the Super Bowl, we were totally prepared to win it.
Well, last question here, and appreciate you being here. Again, the legendary Hall of Famer Paul Warfield is our guest. I play a game. I don't know if you're familiar with it. Used to play it a lot. Stratomatic. It's out of Glenhead, New York. It's a stats game, football game. You mentioned the 72 Dolphins. My brother grew up loving that era of Don Shula. Don Shula was from Grand River and went to Harvey. My brother, same thing. I have never beaten the 72 Dolphins in Stratomatic. I mean, I'm granted, I shouldn't feel that ashamed because that season nobody did either, but I'm talking like 0 for 48, something like that. Give me some piece of advice on what I can do to beat that team. Because it's getting old. I keep hearing, every time I try to play him, he said, do you really want to go through this again? Give me some piece of advice.
Well, unfortunately.
Keon Zonka, what is it?
Well, we were a very conservative football team, and so that might be an indicator for you in terms of setting strategy to stop the running game, because we were a little bit out of whack in that we were roughly around on first down 90% run, 10% pass. On second down, we're around 70% run. Even on third down, many instances, we were something like 65, almost 70% run, unless it was, particularly if it was, unless it was 3 yards or shorter. So if you geared your defensive strategy to stopping the run at all costs.
You might look out for that split end running wide open, though.
But then that's going to happen.
Well, it has been an absolute pleasure. Paul Warfield, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for inviting me as a guest. I appreciate it.
We appreciate it. Enjoy your day out at camp with your grandson and good things ahead. Hopefully the Browns are going to be doing some things this year. We appreciate you stopping by.
Well, we all hope that too.
All right. That's Paul Warfield. Doesn't get any better than that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.